Welcome back, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is Paul Revere Show. We are here this evening with Luann Bird, and she's sharing her life journey to her race for the 84th Assembly, Wisconsin Assembly District. And we were just talking about your time at Alverno and getting your degree. So,
great.
What was it about the Alverno degree that really helped kick you on?
Well, it's an ability-based curriculum that helps you identify and articulate values. It just made me an even stronger leader, I would say. It was kind of interesting. I was school board president at the time and going back to college. But it's a wonderful college. The opportunity to go every other weekend made it easy for my family, because then my husband had to watch the kids. They were like teenagers at the time. But that's what we did to make it work. And then I was able to, a little later on in my life, because of my husband's paralyzed, his veteran status. By the way, he was in Vietnam and made it through that, and then was paralyzed, you know, afterwards. But I could go to, got my master's degree then in Oshkosh, at UW Oshkosh, in public administration, which was the perfect fit for me. I had a lot of interest in the whole public arena by then, and had really worked on some issues, including sanitary districts. We needed, when I was living in Oshkosh, actually prior to being on the school board, we had some failing septic tanks and holding tanks in my neighborhood. And one of the neighbors was working to develop a sanitary district so that we could hook on to the city of Oshkosh. And I ended up getting on the commission and helping spearhead that whole project so that we could save our environment. It was really important. So then I finished those, finished my degrees, and was very fortunate to be able to do that. I had to become the caregiver. It turned out Phil had a lot of pain. He still does, and that's what kept him down. Otherwise, he probably would have gone back to work.
Yeah, I mean, it's clear persistence has paid off for you here. And
yes,
you did it. Also share with me, though, that you also worked with the poverty agency for a period of time that really also gave you insights that you didn't have before.
It did. My first job out of college was executive director of the League of Women Voters, and I was the lobbyist. So that was a great experience, seeing how it really works in Madison. It was quite eye-opening. And by the way, I joined the League of Women Voters 30 years ago after Phil was paralyzed, and that's how I learned to take action. That's how I learned to advocate on his behalf, along with other things, lots of other things, including voting rights and registering voters and moderating forums and a lot of that kind of thing. That was my first job, and I was in Madison as a lobbyist, and I thought I could do a better job than my representative, who was a 12-year incumbent and really hadn't even introduced a bill. So I quit that job, ran for public office. Was a great experience. It was during John Kerry when he was running for president, and I lost, but it was a great experience. I talked to a lot of people and met a lot of people and lost. But anyway, so then my next job after that was I was hired by a poverty agency, Advocap. It's a community action agency. And that's when I started to understand poverty. And I wished I knew more about that when I was on the school board and the challenges those families face. Because I got to know some of them. You know, if I was going to be a fundraiser, I wanted to meet them. So I had pizza in the park with a couple of moms that were really seriously, you know, struggling in life. And it was quite eye-opening, yes. I also learned how we can get people out of poverty, which is cool. You know, provide them jobs and skills. If we would support that kind of thing, we can get more people out of poverty.
So then your life journey took you to Alabama for a few years.
Oh, yeah. Well, then I went to the Wisconsin Association of School Boards, worked on a multi-state project, both in Alabama and in Wisconsin, that was looking at research on what school boards could do to impact student achievement. And it elevated my beliefs about what's possible for kids. And again, I wish I'd known more about that when I was on the school board. But then I was doing consulting in Wisconsin, and then I got hired in Alabama to be their director of board development. And that's when I really learned about racism. And then I was in Leadership Montgomery, because it was right in Montgomery, and I was working with school boards all over the state. And the very first board I went to described their problem like this. They said, so-and-so on our board who is Black doesn't won't support any of the superintendent's recommendations, who's white. And I said, do you think you have a racism problem on your board? And he goes, well, yeah. Now, I didn't know, I didn't think I could do anything about that. And so I just went in and focused on kids, which is what I do. And actually, that works just fine. You know, the kids, everyone cares. Everyone wants kids to succeed. So that was my first real introduction to how, you know, to the challenges we face around race. Then I did a Leadership Montgomery program where every month you get to focus on a different issue. And I got to tour more of the schools. I got to ride around in a police car and lots of good experience. I met people, though, that worked on the bus boycott. And I thought that was fascinating to get to be friends with them. They had a group called One Montgomery that formed out of a racial incident that happened in the 1970s. So, you know, I think that deepens my understanding to serve in Milwaukee. Don't you? I think that's going to be helpful.
Well, I would say it's helpful throughout the whole state, because I sort of view this racism issue as a white folks problem. I mean, we really have to learn how to treat human beings as human beings and walk together and get there. So, Luann, you learned poverty, you learned more about race, you already knew about water and sewer systems and school boards. Now you come back to Wisconsin and end up at Hale's Corners. And we're gonna talk about Hale's Corners and where you wanna take the 84th when you come back from the break, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We are here at WAUK 540 AM every Monday night at 7 o'clock, folks. We'll be right back.